A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who, dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have four brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to tell them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of our Lord. A familiar Lenten antiphon used in the daily office and common prayer is this: "Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." This antiphon seems to be playing over and over again as if a refrain to today's gospel passage. Three persons are speaking in today's gospel. Jesus is speaking the story to the Pharisees. The rich man, who is speaking directly to Father Abraham, and Abraham, who is speaking directly to both the rich man and to us. In chapter 15 of Luke's gospel, Jesus is eating with sinners and emphasizing God sees differently than we do, and God longs to receive us back in mercy no matter who we are. In the verses of chapter 16, just before this story of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus speaks to the Pharisees, saying to them, quote, "You justify yourselves in the eyes of people, but God reads your heart. What you think is important, God holds in contempt," unquote. It is at this point that Jesus speaks a truth in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. It is our choice how deeply we will listen to what Jesus speaks to us in this story today. On its surface, we might think he is telling us how to treat the poor. On its surface, we might think he is telling us to share. On its surface, we may think he is warning us and giving us a plan for avoiding the fires of hell. Staying on the surface, listening as though we've heard this story before, we may decide we are not going to end up like that rich man in the end. Instead, we commit, and by conversion, to help the poor core. Yet at the heart of this conversion is not an awareness of the tragedy and our personal participation in facilitating the human suffering of others throughout the world. Rather, at the heart of our conversion is how to save my soul from the fires of hell. Remembering Jesus' words to the Pharisees, "But God reads your heart," we go back again to this story and keep listening so that we might listen more deeply. We hear the rich man, "Have pity on me. Cool my tongue. I am suffering. I beg you. I have brothers." The rich man continues in death as he lived in life, the locus of all advantage and disadvantage, the locus of all joy and suffering, you name it, it is himself, the center. And when pushed, well, those like him. Lazarus' existence solely revolves around what he needs. Lazarus' existence solely revolves around what the rich man needs. The picture this gospel story conjures at this point tugs at our own heartstrings. Would it be so terrible to allow a few drops of water to cool the suffering man's tongue? When did Abraham become so unfeeling? As Abraham speaks, he first asks the rich man to remember. "Remember, my son, you received what was good during your lifetime. During your lifetime, you had Moses and the prophets. Each day, in your present, in your now, Moses speaking what he had heard from God, Leviticus 19, love your neighbor as yourself, and in Deuteronomy, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. In your present, each day were the prophets. Thus says the Lord, Isaiah speaks, this people pays me lip service. Their heart is far from me. The fasting I wish, release those bound unjustly. Untie the yoke. Set free the oppressed. Share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own." Listening with a desire to hear a deep truth, to see only light. Listening with a contemplative consciousness and our seeing rising from this contemplation of the truth Christ is revealing in this story reaches a crescendo all around us in this Lenten refrain, "Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." In our present, our now, we have Moses. We have the prophets. And we have the Word made flesh, the risen one, Christ Jesus, in us, with us, around us. Let us choose today to be open to the Lenten graces being offered to each of us, to consent to a new consciousness, a Christ consciousness. Let us choose today to say yes to the transformation of our very heart. Then may we hear this gospel with less and less emphasis on a future reward or punishment, and more urgently inviting us to becoming the grace and wholeness of right relationship with all persons and all of creation. Right here, right now, ignoring no one, living sustainably with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation.